It was one of those frantic family breakfasts, with everyone in a fractious mood. The philosopher has a way of carrying chaos around with him, the way a snail schleps its shell. He seems to think that this is a creative chaos, as if you could make a cake by pulling the pin on a hand grenade and tossing it into the kitchen. Rosie and Gabe were fighting over who had to sit on the broken kitchen stool, a battle won by Rosie, as all battles of the will are won by Rosie. Gabe grumpily stumped off to the toaster, ramming some too thick slices into the slot. In a few seconds, the toaster started to smoke, then there was a bang and the lights went out. "Don't panic!" yelled the philosopher, in a panicky way. He has few DIY-type gifts, but one is an ability to switch a blown fuse back on. Or whatever the right terminology is. It involved rummaging in the coat cupboard, swearing and muttering. But today, the problem wasn't solved by throwing a switch. "It's the toaster. The dilithium crystals have become contaminated with carbonized fragments of ionized disaccharides," he said. Or something like it. I wasn't really listening. He then uttered the words our family has come to dread. "I'll get my toolbox." Gabe groaned. Rosie wailed. I put my face in my hands. Monty ran to the bedroom and hid under a pillow. Half an hour later, the toaster was in bits, and the kitchen looked like a junkyard in a Mad Max movie. "Come on, Monty," I said. "Let's get out of here." It wasn't destined to be one of our longer park walks, but just a pleasant stroll through the quiet side streets of West Hampstead in the autumn sunshine. The philosopher has devised a game he calls Hedgerow Russian Roulette to be played at this time of year. The game involves randomly plucking and eating fruits and berries he sees growing in urban hedges and accessible gardens, even if he does not know what the fruit or berry is. His rationale is that no one berry or bite is likely to kill you, and you pretty soon know if something tastes poisonous and can spit it out.